Welcome to a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with your host, Hank Hanegraaff. The Bible Answer Man is the radio ministry of the Christian Research Institute, designed to equip believers to defend their faith and become true disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, because life and truth matter. Our listeners are growing daily. Our partners are changing the world. Since this is not an either-or option, why not change the world even as you grow? Find out how in today's special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Shoulder to Shoulder, standing together in the battle for life and truth. And now to begin today's Bible Answer Man, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And this is an epic moment for me, one that I've looked forward to for several months. As Randy just said, it is our shoulder to shoulder, standing together in the battle for life and truth campaign. And I say this is a campaign because this is our opportunity to let you know just how much we need you to stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. And I am so grateful that over the last few months, literally hundreds of you have done just that. You have become partners with this one-of-a-kind ministry outreach, which is to say you are standing shoulder to shoulder with us on a regular monthly basis, giving to this ministry, supporting this ministry prayerfully, and recognizing that this is a responsibility that you have in a time in which American Christianity is clearly on the decline. And in the midst of decline, we want to be a lighthouse. And we cannot be that lighthouse without you. I got a letter the other day, and I've read it on the radio, but it certainly bears repeating. I think it's clever, but it gets across the point. It simply says this: Mr. Hanegraaff, gas money to Disney World, $130. Ticket into the Magic Kingdom, $95. Hamburger and fries, $27. Bible Answer Man, priceless. And then she goes on to say, you're getting the vacation money. God helps me make wise investments. We all love you, Hank. God bless you, Robin. And that is precisely what this campaign is all about. It is to enlist people like Robin as monthly Bible Answer Man support team members. Someone who's a truck driver and listens to us in Sirius XM 131 called and said, I want to join, and gave a monthly support team member number that simply boggled my mind. And since I won't draw attention to him directly, I won't mention the amount, but it was astounding. But it doesn't have to be a large amount. People can join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team by giving $25 a month. Think about that in terms of your daily expenditures. And it does not end up being a lot of money. And by the way, when you join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, I'd be pleased to send you one of my books or a subscription to the Christian Research Journal. Not only to say thank you, but to equip you. Because that is precisely what we are. An equipping ministry. You can also call one of our resource consultants at 888-7000 and the letter CRI. And if you do not have any access to the web, if you can't go to equip.org, you can write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. But when you write me, indicate your desire to join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, and one of our resource consultants will contact you directly. so that we can set you up as a monthly Bible Answer Man support team member. Now, I want to underscore just how important this is. By talking for just a moment about our mission, which is to equip Christians to think Christianly. Not only that, but to live their lives as imitators of Jesus Christ, which, by the way, is precisely what Paul suggests that we ought to do. This is not presumption. This is prescription. We are called to live our lives as Christ lived his life. Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Jesus Christ. This is not about escaping the world. It's about engaging the world. This is not about confirmation. It's about transformation. As Paul put it, do not be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed. How? Paul explains, by the renewing of your mind. And Paul goes on to say, watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers, and that leads to our vision. We have a mission, but we also have a vision. A mission answers the why question. Vision answers the where question. We want to see, as we look off into the future, multiplied millions of people equipped to communicate what they believe, why they believe what they believe, and in whom they have believed. Now, that's not just about alliteration. Virtually every single theological heresy begins with a misconception of the nature of God. And therefore, it is critical to know who it is that we serve and worship, and who it is that we have become ambassadors of. And this, of course, is precisely what we are. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors. Why? As the Bible explains, so that God can make his will and his way plain through us. We are called to change the culture from a conversion-oriented mentality to one that is clearly focused on becoming disciples of Jesus Christ. We were never called to be converts, but we were called to be reproducing disciple makers, and to recognize that as participants in the kingdom, we are being called to know the truth and to seek to live as Jesus Christ lived. Now, I've often said that there's a great question we have to ask ourselves. And that question is this: are we willing to do for the truth what the culture and the cults are willing to do for a lie? If we are, we will see rapid transition in a positive trajectory for the culture. If we do not, we will see the culture conform itself more and more to paganism. Let me give you an example. I was reading After Ellen, which is a website, and on that website, Heather Hogan, who is the senior editor of this pop culture website, is ecstatic. She says this: it's such an exciting time to be a gay lady who loves to watch fictional gay ladies. Right now, there are more lesbian and bisexual characters on television than ever before, spanning broadcast, cable, age demographics, genres, ethnicities, races, nations, and change has come more rapidly than anyone could have imagined. Heather Hogan goes on to say, if you told us 5 years ago that there would be more than 25 lesbian bisexual characters on active television shows, we would have laughed in your face. But here we are. The bottom line is this: sociological change is arguably now outpacing technological change. And that is a scary thought. What is will soon pale by comparison to what will be. That is, if the church continues to be a mere microcosm of the culture. Think about what has happened with our civil leaders. Barack Obama is a classic case in point. It wasn't all that long ago, I think the year was 2008, a very small period of time in human history. Barack Obama said this. This was before he succumbed to the politically correct thought police. He said, "We know the statistics. We know that children who grow up without a father are 5 times more likely to live in poverty and commit crime, 9 times more likely to drop out of schools, and 20 times more likely to end up in prison. They are more likely to have behavioral problems or run away from home or become teenage parents themselves. And the foundations of our community are weaker because of it. Fathers," he said, "are axiomatic to families. And marriage," this is Barack Obama, "and marriage properly understood bonds fathers to mothers. And fathers and mothers, therefore, to children. It's not enough to say that marriage redefinition opens Pandora's box and that it spells the death knell to civil society, but fairly applied, the current logic of Barack Obama, not the correct logic of Barack Obama from the past, but the current logic of Barack Obama, who now supports gay marriage both personally as a matter of policy and law, would apply equally to any voluntary relationship that one could possibly conceive of. And as such, marriage redefinition erodes the rational basis for rejecting aberrations ranging from group marriage and polygamy to incest. And as one can well imagine, the social impact on women and children is singularly draconian. If we enshrine a false definition of marriage in our law, it is like flooding the economy with counterfeit money. Everything is ultimately devalued. Rights come from our nature. Our nature comes from God. And if we continue to deny that reality, then we are denying the basis of all other rights. We are sawing off the very limb on which we're sitting. In the end, redefining marriage strikes a mortal blow to the foundation of human civilization. And again, this is just one issue. It's foundational. This is the most basic foundational building block of human civilization. But it is only one issue. We are tackling a host of issues. Because the problem is not only in terms of what is happening in the culture, the problem is in terms of what is happening in the church. Think the Osteenification of American Christianity. Osteenification of American Christianity, a book that I wrote recently, because Osteenification is nothing short of the wholesale transformation of American Christianity. It's the fresh new face of baptized humanistic psychology. It's a new Babel. Think Tower of Babel. A new Babel reaching to the heavens, all the while promising your best life now. But that's not the Christian story at all. The Christian story is, in this world, you will have tribulation, but take heart, I've overcome the world. Today, we highlight the ministry outreaches of the Christian Research Institute so as to persuade those listening to take a step in the right direction, a step in terms of making a change, not just for time, but a change for all eternity. And we ask you to join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. The easiest way to do that is online at equip.org. The second easiest way is simply to talk to one of our resource consultants standing by right now as we speak. You can contact them at 888-7000 and the letter CRI. Do remember, this is a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We'll be right back with more.
Some of the more memorable words he ever penned, C.S. Lewis once said, "Enemy-occupied territory, that is what this world is." Christianity is the story of how the rightful king has landed. You might say landed in disguise, and is calling us to take part in a great campaign of sabotage. As dozens of spiritual and moral indicators make increasingly clear each and every day, the American church is surrendering hard-won ground to the forces of secularism and atheism. The sad and alarming truth is that enemy-occupied territory is expanding, not because Christians have stood their ground and lost, but because they have failed to stand at all, and priceless land has simply been forfeited. The good news is that growing numbers of Christians are painfully awakening to these brutal realities. They are discovering that unless we join together to mount a great campaign of sabotage, to use Lewis's words, our children and grandchildren will reap the exceedingly bitter harvest of our indifference and apathy. To enlist in a growing army of committed Christians willing to take a stand for life and truth, call 888-7000-CRI now. By standing shoulder to shoulder with us, your voice and your values can be amplified a thousandfold. Again, call 888-7000-CRI now. Hank Hanegraaff will be back after the break. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. There are deep problems within Christian families in contemporary America, manifesting in troubling trends among Christian youth. These problems are rooted in misunderstandings of the meaning and proper goals of parenthood, and solutions will be found only by deriving these notions from Scripture rather than from secular culture. Other topics include John Hagee's Magic Apologetics, how the film Noah raises questions only Christianity can answer, a point-counterpoint viewpoint concerning a theology of animal rights, including an afterword by Hank Hanegraaff. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org.
Hi, this is Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute and host of the Daily Bible Answer Man broadcast. In The Lord of the Rings, Faramir passionately says that he did not love the bright sword for its sharpness or the arrow for its swiftness, nor the warrior for his glory, but only that which they defend. Like Faramir, my great love and our struggle together for truth is not for the weapons and tools of battle, but for what they defend, our faith, biblical truth, and ultimately our freedoms. Today, as the very notion of biblical truth is under siege, we do well to heed the call to battle as our future depends on it. To become part of the team committed to turning the tide, simply go to equip.org and you can become a member of the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. Again, that's equip.org. Equip, EQUIP.org.
The battle for authentic Christianity has never been more intense. That's why Hank Hanegraaff has written a book called The Osteenification of American Christianity. As the title suggests, osteenification is nothing short of the wholesale transformation of American, indeed global, Christianity. It is the prime provocateur of a seductive brand of Christianity that reduces God to a means to our ends and beckons multitudes to the table of the Master. Not for the love of the Master, but for what is on the table. You need to defend yourself and those you love against these insidious teachings. Please call today to request The Osteenification of American Christianity. It's our gift to thank you for your donation to support the Christian Research Institute and this Bible Answer Man broadcast. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. To a true freedom fighter, there is a thought more chilling than losing a critical battle. It's running out of ammunition and not being able to defend what is more precious to him than life itself. As I survey the battlefield today and contemplate the ever-mounting assaults on biblical truth, my mind irresistibly turns not only to our ability as Christians to hold our ground, but to reclaim precious ground lost to a rising tide of secularism. Yet whether we're holding ground or advancing into occupied territory, the prayers and financial support of our ministry partners are the ammo that make the fight possible. Without your support, a genuine advance is unthinkable. With your support, we can turn the tide. To help ensure our readiness for the battles we will encounter in the days ahead, and to help us ensure that you are equipped to defend biblical truth, go online now to equip.org. That's equip.org. Let's return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Quite frankly, what we are doing is seeking to enlist as many people as we possibly can in a two-day period to stand with this ministry prayerfully and financially on a regular monthly basis. And many of you have done just that over the last several months, and we are encouraged to build this consistent and continuing base of support. And so, if you can join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, it would be a blessing to us as we stand shoulder to shoulder for just such a time as this. You can give as little as $25 a month. Some are giving $100, some are giving $200, some are giving more. But together we're making a difference. And that's not just hyperbole. That is actual reality. It is emblazoned in the testimonies of literally thousands of people. We are making a difference. If we stand shoulder to shoulder, we have a megaphone to the world. If we do not, the voice is muted. And by the way, for those of you that join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, I'd be pleased to send you one of my books personalized or a subscription to the Christian Research Journal. This is a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Our goal, our purpose today and tomorrow is to enlist your support as monthly Bible Answer Man support team members. If you are writing me, you need to indicate your desire to become a Bible Answer Man monthly support team member, and then we'll contact you to fulfill the transaction. Our mailing address, box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. You can also speak with our resource consultants who are standing by even now, the number 888-7000 and the letter CRI. If you can't get through right away, please be patient. Or the easiest way to become a Bible Answer Man monthly support team member, someone that supports the ministries of the Christian Research Institute on a regular monthly basis, is simply to go online at equip.org. We'll be going to Joe Dallas in just a moment, but let's take a phone call. Rufus, he's listening in Hyderabad, India, on the World Wide Web. Hi, Rufus.
Hello, Hank. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to talk to you. It's a great privilege for me to talk to you, actually. I love your ministry, and I have been really been blessed by your ministry, sir. Let me say this with the pride that you are one of my self-appointed teachers. Mm. You know, sir, you know, I am one of those people who have this passion and the thirst which God has given me to seek after Him and His truth. And truth does matter to me. And, you know, I'm living in settings where people are scared to call and ask, you know. And your program is like a refreshing stream of water for me. Every day your podcast, I download your podcast and I listen to them. And it's been a great blessing and a source of strength, encouragement, and knowledge. Your program has blessed me so much. It has helped me to understand the scriptures in a very, very deep manner in which, you know, I mean, I cannot get such kind of a source from the place where I am. But I want to thank you, sir, once again for giving me this privilege of talking to you. And I'm blessed.
Well, I'm blessed as well, Rufus. Thank you so much for calling. I know that your call will be an encouragement to many people. Again, Rufus, he's calling from India. People are listening to this broadcast all around the world. I go to Korea, or I go to Singapore, or I go to China, or I go to Indonesia, or go to Mexico, and people are listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. And in an age of social media, there are so many avenues through which people can get the broadcast if we can get the word out. And again, that takes standing shoulder to shoulder in the battle for life and truth. And do remember, we emphasize life. It's not enough to know the truth. We need to become imitators of Jesus Christ, because we're not just living changed lives, as important as that is. We're living exchanged life, the life of Christ within. As I mentioned just a few moments ago, Joe Dallas has been a frequent guest on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, and he knows as much as anyone about the implications of redefinition of marriage. It is simply breathtaking what is on the horizon if our voices are not heard. I want you to hear Joe's voice right now.
Hello, I'm Joe Dallas, and I'm a contributing writer for the Christian Research Journal, a frequent guest on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, and I'm happy to say a friend of Hank Hinegraaff's. I've had the pleasure of partnering with CRI for over 20 years now, and I've never felt CRI's work to be as urgently needed as it is today. Our nation is post-Christian. I don't think anybody could really argue that. And in a post-Christian culture, the basics of the faith get challenged. The authority of the Bible, the divinity of Christ, the definition of the family, these basic truths are all being revised as we speak. So more than ever, we need clarity from our leaders, and that's what Hank's provided faithfully, and I got to say diligently, for the last couple decades. When the volume on error has gotten turned up, we need a voice like Hank's. And when you tune into the Bible Answer Man, you get no-nonsense, concise answers, and you get scriptural backing for those answers. That one simple question Paul asked the Romans, what saith the Scripture? Well, that's a question Hank answers daily on his show, and we need him to keep it up in the cities the show airs on now and in the many more places that need clear answers on tough subjects. So please be part of keeping that voice alive. I know my family and I are going to continue supporting this work because we know the end result, and I think you do too. So if you're not a regular partner in this ministry, won't you please consider becoming one? And if you are a partner, thank you for investing in truth and in a ministry which has proven over the years how much it values that truth.
Again, that's Joe Dallas, and Joe Dallas is not only a contributor to the Christian Research Journal, but he is someone who understands the homosexual lifestyle. He lived it himself as a leader in one of the largest homosexual churches in America. So he knows whereof he speaks, and he deals with this subject with gentleness and with respect. When you become a member of the Bible Answer Man monthly support team, I'd be pleased to send you one of my books personalized to you, a family member or a friend, or a subscription to the Christian Research Journal. You can go online and join at equip.org. You can talk to one of our resource consultants. They are standing by. 888-7000 and the letters CRI. Again, that's 888-7000 and the letters CRI. In highlighting the matter of homosexuality, and as I just mentioned, Joe lived that lifestyle for a long time, I think that the most prevalent problem is not even the culture. The most prevalent problem is the church. Pagans will do what pagans do. What else would they do? It is the church that increasingly fails to be salt and light within the context of a generating culture. And Joe Dallas has aptly made that point in a Christian Research Journal article, And this is one of the outreaches, one of the many outreaches of the Christian Research Institute, the Christian Research Journal. The title of the article was When Vague is in Vogue. And Joe begins by retelling the parable of the Good Samaritan. A homosexual man sat by the side of the road and wondered what, if anything, he should do about his tendencies and his behavior. And so a priest approached him, and when the man explained his situation, the reverend said, "It's a sin. Repent." "Okay," said the homosexual, "but why is it a sin? What do I do when I'm tempted by it? And if I do repent, will I ever be attracted to women and live a normal life?" "Haven't a clue," the priest replied. "They never talked to me about that in seminary, and I've never dealt with someone like you. But you need to repent, so let me know when you're ready." And off he went. An evangelist walking by later was more direct. "God hates what you do," he thundered, "and it's a dangerous sin that's ruining the country, ruining it more than adultery and pornography, or unmarried people shacking up." The homosexual retorted, "Aren't heterosexual sins serious too?" "Yes, but at least they're normal," the preacher huffed before stomping away. Within minutes, another pastor noticed the man, heard his story, and said, "I'm so sick of the way preachers condemn you. So I never talk about right or wrong. I'd rather talk about how much God loves you." "Yes," the man said, "but is this a sin or isn't it? If God loves me, does that mean he approves of everything I do? And what do you make of the Bible verses that seem to condemn homosexuality?" "Don't know," the cleric shrugged. "Everyone has to decide that on his own. I just want a good relationship with you, so visit our church sometime. You'll be loved no matter what." And as Joe goes on to point out, name-brand Christian leaders have taken that shift, the shift from ambiguity to accommodation and even acceptance. Not acceptance in terms of one sinner accepting another sinner, but acceptance as in accepting the sin itself. And Joe offers Philip Yancey as a prime example of a Christian superstar who, like the third cleric, is long on compassion but dreadfully short on clarity. One who prefers to approach homosexuality from a relational rather than a theological perspective. In sharp contrast to Yancey, when our Lord condemned sins of the flesh, he made no general statements about the kind of people guilty of such sins. Why? Because it was not their character that was at issue. Rather, it was their actions. As Joe has well said, the rightness or the wrongness of a behavior is never determined in Scripture by the character of the person practicing it, but by the thing itself. And as such, having no position on a subject upon which the Scriptures are crystal clear may sound like the epitome of love, but in reality, it isn't loving at all. The vague approach, growing in vogue, elevates the emotional above the rational, the feeling above the truth. The bottom line is this: the accommodation and acceptance championed by men like Philip Yancey represents a form of Christian revisionism that elevates the subjective desires of adults even above the objective needs of children. And this is why, or at least one more reason why, we need to always be ready to give an answer, a reason, for the hope that lies within us with gentleness and with respect. We'll be right back in just a few moments.
Over the years, Joyce Meyer has been severely criticized for her Word of Faith teachings, but some Christians maintain that she no longer teaches those doctrines and should be evaluated strictly in terms of her present ministry. The current issue of the Christian Research Journal looks at Joyce Meyer's more recent teachings to see if her doctrine has really changed. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today when you call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or go online to equip.org. Don't tune out. Hank will be back with more right after this.
The battle for authentic Christianity has never been more intense. That's why Hank Hanegraaff has written a book called The Osteenification of American Christianity. As the title suggests, Osteenification is nothing short of the wholesale transformation of American, indeed global, Christianity. It is the prime provocateur of a seductive brand of Christianity that reduces God to a means to our ends and beckons multitudes to the table of the Master. Not for the love of the Master, but for what is on the table. You need to defend yourself and those you love against these insidious teachings. Please call today to request The Osteenification of American Christianity. It's our gift to thank you for your donation to support the Christian Research Institute and this Bible Answer Man broadcast. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org.
Hi, this is Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute and host of the Daily Bible Answer Man broadcast. In The Lord of the Rings, Faramir passionately says that he did not love the bright sword for its sharpness or the arrow for its swiftness, nor the warrior for his glory, but only that which they defend. Like Faramir, my great love and our struggle together for truth is not for the weapons and tools of battle, but for what they defend, our faith, biblical truth, and ultimately our freedoms. Today, as the very notion of biblical truth is under siege, we do well to heed the call to battle as our future depends on it. To become part of the team committed to turning the tide, simply go to equip.org and you can become a member of the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. Again, that's equip.org. Equip, E-Q-U-I-P.org.
The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Apologetics is now hot stuff, but with popularity comes the danger of zeal getting ahead of knowledge and character. Christian defenders need to know the arguments of apologetics, but they must also find their moral bearings to carry the truth nobly, because both life and truth matter. Other topics include, is animal rights a biblical concern? Rethinking parenthood and the biblical foundations of the family. Sharing the gospel with those living with intellectual disability. Joyce Meyer in the 21st century. John Hagee's magic apologetics and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org. To ignore the danger of aggression is simply to invite it. We shall doom our children to a struggle that may take their lives. So spoke one of America's greatest World War II figures, General Omar Bradley. Although aggression in many parts of our world today, Syria, Crimea, Afghanistan, and Sudan, to name only a few, is blatantly physical, the greatest threat to Americans today is arguably spiritual. In fact, a relentless assault on life, truth, and even common decency is eroding the very foundations of a nation that was once a bright light to the world. Sadly, many Christians seem either to be surrendering the fort without firing a shot in defense, or simply slumbering through the conflict unaware of the moral threat. To take a stand for life and truth, as both are under attack, call 888-7000-CRI now and make a generous gift today. That's 888-7000-CRI. And now, here's the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Hank Hanegraaff.
On this broadcast, I've highlighted one of the building blocks of civil society. And that building block, none other than marriage itself and its redefinition, is literally under attack. It's being redefined before our very eyes. It's not something that we project to happen in the future. It's happening as we speak. And I highlight that not because I want to get fixated on a subject, but I want to underscore the importance of a ministry and a mission, because error will continue to prevail unless truth is trumpeted in the streets. And that with gentleness and with respect. We need to be equipped, always ready to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within us, with gentleness and with respect. Put it succinctly, we need to learn to think Christianly and then to live as imitators of Jesus Christ. Our mission, our vision, is to see literally hundreds and thousands of people equipped with discernment skills. Because the only way that the culture is changed is when you become salt and light. And the only way you can be salt and light is if you are equipped as a reproducing disciple maker, always ready to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within you, with gentleness and with respect. Again, you can go to the web at equip.org and join today, standing shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. The best way to do that is on the web at equip.org, or you can talk to one of our resource consultants at number 888-7000 and the letter CRI. I was blessed not long ago by a letter that came in through the mail, and the letter came from a lady named Sherry, and she was kind enough to call us as well and voice her support for the Bible Answer Man broadcast and the ministry outreaches of the Christian Research Institute.
Hey, Hank, this is Sherry. I just wanted to let you know how much I truly appreciate the ministry of yourself as well as the Christian Research Institute. It absolutely has changed my life. I listen to you daily, and I don't listen to you with the attitude that you're telling me what I need to do. I feel like you're truly teaching me God's Word and giving me the tools that I need to do the research on my own, to get into the Word, learn more about the Word, and learn to discern God's voice. And I have never had a ministry that touched me at the level that your teaching does. It has absolutely changed my life. And because of that, I felt God's calling that I needed to be a monthly supporter. And I pray that your ministry will grow and that other people will get on board and support what you do. And I thank you so much.
Again, that's Sherry. And she wrote me a letter that deeply touched me. In the letter that she sent me a while back, she said she'd learned more and gained more confidence in her knowledge regarding the scriptures in 6 months than she had in years of attending church. And she then went on to write, "I am probably like so many of your listeners. I enjoy the program daily, but never made the move to accept my responsibility in paying for the privilege of listening to you and learning more about God's Word. Your stand against prosperity pastors and listening to you talk about the Austinification of our nation moved me to join you in that stand and accept my responsibility to help." And so this is what Sherry did. She says, "I arrived home from work Monday evening after listening to the broadcast. I then immediately went to my computer, and I became a donor to your ministry for the first time. Strangely enough, after completing that donation, I realized that I was once again taking the easy road and assuming someone else would take on more of the financial burden regarding the ministry." And so, says Sherry, "within a few minutes of signing up as a donor, I logged back on and committed to being a monthly partner." And that's what these 2 days are all about. They are about asking you to become a monthly partner, just as Sherry did. The monthly supporters are the backbone of this ministry. And in much the same way that people work within the walls of this ministry and are axiomatic to the reach of this ministry, the transformation of lives through this ministry, so too those outside these walls who become monthly Bible Answer Man support team members are axiomatic to touching lives, not just for time, but for eternity. And this is not just simply trivial talk about trifling issues that matter little in the scheme of things. No, this is about having an eternal perspective, eyes that can look beyond time and space into eternity. This is about transformation. And when we look at it clearly through the lens of Scripture, we recognize this. As our Lord Jesus Christ himself said, Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust corrupt, or where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not corrupt and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. In other words, you can look at it through the prism of my own life. I've been doing this broadcast for 2.5 decades. Lord willing, someday I'll be saying, I've been doing this broadcast for 3 decades or even for 4 decades. But recognize that during that period of time, I have aged. I am now, this year, going to be 64 years of age. I have seen what it means to move into the autumn and perhaps the winter of life. My predecessor, who held this mic for many years, died at age 60. He is now absent from the body, present with the Lord. What he did has been done. Nothing can be added to it. I do not at present know what date will come following the dash between the date of my birth and the date when I go home to be with the Lord. I don't know that date. But I do know that while I'm here, I have a choice. I can seek the approval of men, or I can seek to be faithful to the will and word of God. And let me tell you, being faithful to the will and word of God does not come without price. Sometimes, as I've taken on serious challenges in this ministry, I've thought about the fact that I am quite literally cutting off one avenue of support after another. And inevitably, you have to ask yourself the question, when hordes of people write in and say, I'm no longer going to support your ministry because, you have to ask the question, what is this about? Is this about popularity? Is this about size of platform? Is this about being politically correct? Is this about the size of ministry being an extension of your own ego? Or is this about living for eternity? And at the end of the day, that's what I'm talking to you about. I'm talking to you about living for eternity. This may sound trite, but when I was a brand new believer, I sat in a small Volkswagen with a young man, someone about my age. And that young man had received a present from his wife. And it was a trip on a hot air balloon with two of his friends. His wife happened to be one of the people who called on me when I was a pagan, knocked on my door, and in a stumbling, bumbling fashion shared the gospel with me. And boy, she was a target, because I threw every objection her way that you could imagine. I knew the objections, and I used them, well, quite candidly, I used them with a great deal of relish. And she didn't have answers, but humbly she said, you know, I don't have those answers, but I know where you can find those answers. And we had a conversation that day, and that conversation led to a series of circumstances through which I found myself on my knees after looking at the evidences for the historic Christian faith and asking Jesus Christ to be Savior and Lord of my life, telling Jesus Christ that I wanted to be a participant in His kingdom, that I believed that He was the way, the truth, and the life, that He was the wisest man that ever lived, that He was God in human flesh, and that I wanted to follow Him no matter what the cost. And now I'm sitting in the back seat with Gail's husband. And she bought him, as did two other wives, Christians in the church that I became a part of, she bought him a ride on a hot air balloon. And she and her two friends watched as three men enjoyed themselves, had a hilarious time wafting over the blue skies or through the blue skies over Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and then tragedy in the air. The hot air balloon hit a high tension wire and exploded. The added heat caused the balloon to go upward, not downward. And the gondola on fire, the three men jumped to their deaths. But before he died, Gail's husband said this. And at the time, it sounded somewhat trite. He said, "Only one life soon will be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last." I've never forgotten that. And that is precisely what the shoulder to shoulder, standing together in the defense of life and truth, is all about. It is about standing together, not just for mean, temporary vanities, but for eternal verities. That's why we ask you to join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. We'll be doing the same thing on tomorrow's broadcast. When you join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team at equip.org, or when you talk to one of our resource consultants, 888-7000-CRI, in appreciation for joining, I'd be pleased to send you one of my books or a subscription to the Christian Research Journal. Please pray for us. We're seeking to enlist as many people as we possibly can in our shoulder-to-shoulder, standing-together for life and truth campaign. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast and more of our Shoulder to Shoulder campaign.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Our website, equip.org, has an abundance of resources to sharpen your discernment skills and help you grow in life and truth. We provide books, videos, and informative articles. You can also listen to the broadcast live, download archived programs, get answers to pressing Bible questions, follow our blog, or connect with us via social media. All this and more at equip.org. Again, the address is equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter.
Hi, this is Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute and host of the Daily Bible Answer Man broadcast. In The Lord of the Rings, Faramir passionately says that he did not love the bright sword for its sharpness or the arrow for its swiftness, nor the warrior for his glory, but only that which they defend. Like Faramir, my great love and our struggle together for truth is not for the weapons and tools of battle, but for what they defend, our faith, biblical truth, and ultimately our freedoms. Today, as the very notion of biblical truth is under siege, we do well to heed the call to battle as our future depends on it. To become part of the team committed to turning the tide, simply go to equip.org and you can become a member of the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. Again, that's equip.org. Equip, EQUIP.org.
The battle for authentic Christianity has never been more intense. That's why Hank Hanegraaff has written a book called The Osteenification of American Christianity. As the title suggests, osteenification is nothing short of the wholesale transformation of American, indeed global, Christianity. It is the prime provocateur of a seductive brand of Christianity that reduces God to a means to our ends and beckons multitudes to the table of the Master. Not for the love of the Master, but for what is on the table. You need to defend yourself and those you love against these insidious teachings. Please call today to request The Osteenification of American Christianity. It's our gift to thank you for your donation to support the Christian Research Institute and this Bible Answer Man broadcast. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org.